USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The report finally ready. The long-awaited Inspector General's report to be released before the end of the year. South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham says Michael Horowitz will testify December 11th before the Senate Judiciary Committee. The detailed report should shed lots of light on the Russia collusion investigation and the alleged FISA abuse that led to it. The impeachment inquiry hearings roll on Tuesday on Capitol Hill with 8 witnesses expected this week. President Trump says he is not ruling out appearing before Adam Schiff's committee or submitting written answers to questions. The president tweeting, "Even though I did nothing wrong and don't like giving credibility to this no due process hoax, I like the idea and will, in order to get Congress focused again, strongly consider it." Explanation point. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 33 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
It's a sad day that all justice can do is hold Patrick Frazee accountable.
In a closely watched court case, a Colorado man, Patrick Frazee, convicted of killing his fiancée, 29-year-old Kelsey Barrett, and burning her body.
We wish Kelsey were here today. That would be true justice if she could join us today. She did not deserve this.
Well, he's been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. District Attorney Dan May.
It was a sweet day in the sense that justice was brought to Patrick Frazee for this brutal, gruesome, senseless murder. The judge sentenced him to life without the possibility of parole for first-degree murder. He then sentenced him consecutively for all other charges.
May talking about Frazee's on-again, off-again girlfriend, Crystal Lee, and her testimony against him.
None of us wanted to give a deal to Crystal Lee. She deserves every day that the judge may or may not sentence. He'll decide that sentence, but she deserves every single day that she gets.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More now on one of our top stories here on USA Radio News, the impeachment inquiry and now reaction to it. Former Attorney General Republican Jeff Sessions, who was running for his old Senate seat in Alabama, reacting. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Former Trump Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who's now running for his old U.S. Senate seat in Alabama, says of the impeachment inquiry,
"I truly believe it's not close to impeachment. It's not the right way to proceed with this. Maybe Senate or House oversight is something that could be done, but to convert a normal political disagreement into an impeachment matter is really a dangerous thing."
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo discussing Israeli settlements. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
U.S. policy on Israeli settlement activity in the West Bank is changing.
The Trump administration is reversing the Obama administration's approach towards Israeli settlements. U.S. public statements on settlement activities in the West Bank have been inconsistent over decades.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. no longer considers Israeli settlements to be illegal under international law. Secretary of State Pompeo continues,
"This is a complex political problem that can only be solved by negotiations between the Israelis and the Palestinians."
Pompeo speaking at the State Department on Monday.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.